Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you the stories of incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, helping you to learn and grow along the way. I have a very special guest today. Her name is Jules Bindi, and she's the CEO and founder of Zugo Pet. Zugo Pet is a brand of innovative and fashionable pet products, which includes a signature multifunctional pet carrier. It was her passion for animals and her entrepreneurial spirit that guided Jules to design a way to help pets that suffer from separation and travel anxiety. Just a little bit more about Jules. Prior to founding Zugo Pet, she answered a true calling to be a mental and physical healing life force. Jules studied at the Monterey Institute of Touch in Carmel Valley and earned a massage degree. Soon after, she founded Awake and Living, a website dedicated to educating readers on health, wellness, and self-awareness. Jules, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I have got to say, before we jump in, I really want to thank you for being such a powerful force and inspiring woman worldwide who encourages all to pursue our dreams and passions. It's really an honor to be part of your show, so thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. That's really nice of you to say, and I absolutely love that I can speak to so many women like you, and I can learn and grow from all of your experiences. So everything that you are doing is really helping me as well, so thank you. And
thank you.
I am, you're welcome. I have to say that you are truly a passionate entrepreneur from everything that I've read and learned about you. You went from mental and physical healing life force to Zugo Pet fashionable pet products. Did you always know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always stayed open to opportunities, and I'm fortunate enough to have been an entrepreneur from an early age. So, it just runs in my blood and in my vibration. I've always set out.
Do you remember when you first thought, I'm going to be an entrepreneur or this is my calling? What age was that?
Well, I think it was 16 years old. 16 years old.
Oh, my.
I wanted a place for my friends and us to just really just hang out. And so I got into a lot of different industries when it comes to getting people together and event throwing at that age. But Zugo Pet ended up being the one passion of mine that just literally just fell into my lap.
That's awesome. And what's the inspiration behind Zugo Pet?
Well, my rescue dog, Russell, he came into my life and he was suffering from such severe anxiety and motion sickness while we're traveling in the car. And he always wanted to be in my lap while driving. Oh, my goodness. And I read this story about a woman who was driving with her chihuahua in her lap, and she got into this car accident, and her airbags deployed. This woman had to surgically remove her dog out of her body because his bone fragmentations were lodged into her ribs. So in my mind, I didn't want this disaster to ever repeat itself. So that's why I developed this bag that would allow Russell to see out of the window and not be in my lap and be safe, and it would help alleviate his anxiety so he would feel safe and comfortable while he travels with me. So that's pretty much the inspiration, and as well as saving animals' lives and helping people be safe on the road. And I realized that there's not any amazing high-quality products out there in the market, and I really wanted to do that, to bring a high-quality, durable product to the marketplace to improve the everyday lives of pets and owners. And every time I see a dog jumping around in the car or sitting in the owner's lap, I think to myself, they need one of my bags.
Yeah, you know, I've, okay, so guilty. We have two little dogs. I'm such an animal lover. I'm ready to have a third dog, but my husband said absolutely not. But I, you know, we have our dogs in the car, and one of them is more calm, and the other is jumping around. And you just don't think, the story that you just told is horrifying, and you just don't
yes.
think about that. Not that we let the dog on our laps when we drive, but the dog is definitely from the front seat to the back seat, or at least perched up in the middle console, which
yes.
you know, you wouldn't let your kids do that. So
exactly.
I can certainly see where the inspiration comes from. And it's wonderful that you're doing this and that you are so passionate about animals and dogs, whether it's Russell or any other dog.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Doing the, getting to the point of launching a product that's very specific for animals and travel and, relieving some of their anxiety, you must have done a lot of research about dogs. Is there anything that you learned that was particularly interesting while you were doing your research?
Yeah, you know what? From what you just told me with having your dogs running around loose in the car and everything, that reminds me of a statistic that I read that I learned that, you know, for instance, pet safety hasn't been taken seriously. You know, there's no strict safety regulations for enforcing pet restraints in the car. They did a study that 29% of people actually heard stories of car crashes where unrestrained dogs riding in the car were injured or caused injury to people in the car. So these people who have heard these stories, you know, which is about 39%, said this impacted the decision about using pet restraints. So maybe that can encourage you a little bit, you know, to protect yourself and the people in the car. And even an even better one that I can think of on the top of my head is about 84% of people, they bring their dogs on car trips, but they do not use restraints. And that's a huge
right.
market
that's big.
It's been untouched. And this is specifically why I kicked off my month-long Kickstarter campaign on April Fool's Day to encourage people not to be foolish about safety and the well-being of their pets.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, now I'm kind of kicking myself for not having a restraint for my dogs. I completely agree. I don't think it's really enforced. However, I do remember something about a $1,000 fine if you're caught with your dog yeah. not in some sort of safety mm-hmm. harness, although you never see these safety harnesses. So the mm-hmm. the lack of, you know, the product out there, which is so good that Zugo Pet is now available, that's number one. And it is such a large number, that 84% who are going to take
yeah.
their dogs with them, who don't even think about the safety. And, you know, you're right. It's not just the dog safety, it's human safety
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yes.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how those numbers change. And I guess that really leads into the next question about awareness. How do you get the awareness out about those numbers, about what you've learned? What role is social media playing to get people aware to be, you know, more, to be safe with their pets?
You know, that's such a great question. For more about, you know, trying to build awareness, it's about finding engaging videos that bring this awareness and making sure you bring up good topics and tips and make myself and my products and Zugo Pet interesting to engage with. And that's very hard to keep people's attention span specifically on you and to stay consistent. And your followers are expecting a certain post, a certain look, and a certain feel from you specifically. And you need to make sure you stick with your brand as a person and a business. For instance, nowadays, you know, without social media, your brand doesn't exist. You're just a ghost. So and it's a very important knowing that it's a free way to market yourself and to connect with others and take advantage of it. It's the best way you can possibly reach out to other people.
Yeah, especially if your market is there. if you, and we all know pet lovers are on Facebook and they're on Twitter and they're on Pinterest and Instagram. So they are definitely there. Are you finding, and this is personally and professionally for Zugo Pet, are there certain channels, certain networks that are easier to engage with pet lovers and to raise the awareness?
You know, that's a very good question. I've been using this thing called Meetup. You can join a lot of different meetup groups and everything, and it's like almost clubs that with pets and dogs, and it's about going to them specifically and engaging, because nothing is better, I believe, than you know, personal presence and showing them what you have and engaging with them, you know, in person. But if you don't have the opportunity to do that, you know, there's LinkedIn, there's LinkedIn groups, there's blogs, and there's Facebook is very strong way in doing it, but it's really tough because there's so many social media outlets out there. You don't know what platform to use, and it can get very confusing. But as of now, I've been mostly focusing on Facebook, and I use a lot of Instagram, but you can't really bring, you know, pet safety on Instagram. It's more of having to do engaging videos. So I really prefer Facebook as the platform that our company specifically uses.
Yes, I could see Facebook definitely being a place where the pet lovers, dog lovers congregate. But I love that you said meetups, and I too love the meetup groups, and there's certain groups that, you know, get together for me in New York City, more so around social media, marketing, public relations. But having that physical presence is definitely important when you're building a business and trying to get the word out. I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, and I'm talking with my special guest, Jules Bindi, CEO and founder of Zugo Pet. In the next segment, Jules will discuss her greatest strengths and weaknesses in business.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Jules Bindi and I were just chatting about why she founded Zugo Pet and her inspiration behind her innovative and fashionable pet products. So, Jules, you certainly are blazing a trail. You're an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you have many, many goals that you want to achieve. So who inspires you to achieve your goals, and are there any other entrepreneurs maybe in your family that you're following in their footsteps?
Without a doubt, it's my mother. She's encouraged me to start my own business, and she's always has my back, and she is one of the most hardest women I know, and we are each other's biggest fans. And not surprisingly, my sister, she's an entrepreneur as well, and she actually has one of the top children entertainment businesses called RJ's Amazing Entertainment in Northern Colorado, and she is incredible.
Oh, my goodness. Is this an older sister or younger sister?
She's an older sister. She's definitely
older. A little role model.
Yes, but she's my, what do we say? She's a lot shorter than I am, so she's my big little sister.
She's your big little sister. And I love that you talk about your mom and the closeness that you have and how she's such a strong supporter. Sounds like some strong women in your family and some great bonding. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Really? Yeah, we can't go a day without talking to each other.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm the same way, except when I'm on vacation or my mom is on vacation, then we're not talking every day. But otherwise, I think that there is that constant connection. So drawing strength from your mom is just wonderful. I can completely relate to that. So speaking of strengths, what do you think is your biggest strength in business? as a woman business owner?
My biggest strength is not being scared. Just getting down and dirty and making myself successful. Just going in and being fearless. It's about figuring out what needs to be done and making it happen. And I guess that's it. Just being fearless.
I tell you that fearless is so important to kind of have as a characteristic to move us forward, and that go-getter attitude. And also it's that passion, too. There's something about when you feel passion, it's in your heart and soul, and you with your love of animals. I mean, that's got to be a driving force in business.
Yes, for sure, definitely.
So what's tough for you? We've talked a lot about the positives. What do you think is a really great challenge?
Wow, well, I definitely hit some blockades. This is when I force myself to think out of the box. I ask myself questions that challenge myself, and I write down like a lot of obstacles that are causing problems, and then I have to seek out solutions from those various sources. And you can always seek out an expert. That's the one thing I learned, is ask others or their opinions and create alternatives and try to resolve the issue. You know, I always tackle problems head on and never wait or ignore what can potentially prevent me from succeeding in my business. And that's what a lot of people do, is they ignore it and they push it on the side and they just wait. I say tackle it head on, and even if it is challenging and hard, you can do it. You got this far. Just keep going and don't give up.
I love that attitude. I think that, you know, if you can keep moving forward, regardless of what the obstacle is, if you can keep moving forward and just have that mindset and know that sometimes we don't have all the answers, and that if we can rely on a network of our experts, our advisors, our mentors, you know, drawing from that pool is so important. And that gives us that little boost. And, you know, because once you get over one obstacle, you know you're going to hit another one. That's just the way that it goes. Do you feel that you rely on mentors as you move along?
Oh, that's a good question. Do I rely on mentors? I'm going to say yes. I do rely on mentors, because I really feel that you need to rely on someone other than yourself, because this whole life that we're living is about teamwork. And it's about allowing others to help you. And that's, I think, the one that also a big obstacle I first had when I started a business is asking for help. And having a mentor and asking their advice and their help, it just really skyrockets your business and you as a person, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And for sure, definitely. And I say rely on mentors, but make sure you know who you're relying on and make sure that they have the same DNA and that you have in your business and in your heart.
Yeah, that's really important. Working with a mentor means you're on the same wavelength, that person understands you, what you're about is similar, because otherwise that could cause conflict. And you want to know that you're moving in the right direction. So that's a really, really
humble.
Good point. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, the other thing that you said that makes my eyes open wide and reminds me of my days past as an entrepreneur, asking for help, but also that notion of knowing that I shouldn't be doing everything all the time. Letting things go and relying on others to do their part, it's that whole, it takes a village. And that is really, really important if you want to grow in business.
Yes, I agree completely.
Interesting. So tell us about your proudest moment, either personally or professionally.
Wow. We're going to go deep on this one. proud moments. That, it's just, I'm going to, it's so hard. I'm just all around proud of myself in general. And I think
good.
Everybody everybody should be proud of themselves every day. It's just every moment is so different from another. It's hard for me personally to pinpoint just one. It's those moments when I incorporated my business for the first time and coming up with a business name and the day I filed for my patent and the day my lawyer said my patent's going through and the day I donated my first check to Dogs Without Borders for rescuing our animals. But the day my family and friends said, we believe in you, and all those moments makes me proud of myself. And that's all of the moments. I really, it's so hard to pinpoint just one.
Well, I think that's really good that all of these moments are proud. I think I'm going to steal your words because, we have daughters who are from the ages, they're all in their 20s now. There's three of them. One is 20, 21, and soon to be 23. And I think I'm going to let them know about all around proud every day for every moment. It's just such great reinforcing words to, highlight. It's not just one big accomplishment, but everything that you do leads to who you are and a number of accomplishments.
Exactly.
So I like your approach.
Oh,
I think that was probably one of the best answers I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
Question.
I heard something very beautiful from an author who said, think of every day as tomorrow's going to be Christmas. And because every day, tomorrow you're going to be getting a gift, you just don't know what it is. And if you think that way, you're just thinking every day, what's my gift? What's my gift going to be? And that gives you motivation to just wake up in the morning and just take that day on like you're unstoppable. So that's one thing that keeps me motivated and keeps me proud of what I'm doing is what's my gift today?
Well, I'm going to use that too, personally. What's my gift today? I think that that's really, really great words of advice. And speaking of advice, if someone was looking to be innovative and create a product, what would you tell them? What's your best advice? What would you tell them so that they could be successful?
Hands down, believe in yourself. Do the footwork. Find a mentor like we just discussed who has already done it and already been there. Make friends with people in the industry that you're trying to tap into and network with them every single day. Read books about networking and business and what's trending in your industry. That's huge. Know what's trending in your industry and ask yourself, what is the need for that innovative product? And be sure you're fulfilling that need. And that's what I feel I need to be successful, and that's what I do every day.
Well, I think that's amazing advice. And I like that you said do the footwork. There are no easy ways out. I mean, I'm sure there are people who, maybe leave Harvard or Stanford and they create the most innovative product, but sometimes that's not the route. Sometimes it really is focus for years and perseverance and understanding the market and what's trending and knowing the players and the networking, like you said. Do you find that doing the footwork really is at the core and necessary?
Yes, it really is. Because when I first started in this business, when someone asked me, what other products are out there? I would be like, Sherpa. you need to know who your competition is. And if, I take that back. It's not even your competition. It's they're on your team.
Right.
And you need to make sure that you, not only are you, you're trying to revolutionize something. You're trying to disturb the industry in a positive way. And so, yes, doing your footwork, it will encourage other dreamers to just pop in there with you and you guys can collaborate with each other to make a huge difference. And so, yeah, doing your footwork is extremely important, and that develops dreams.
It sure does. Well, this has really been super interesting and enlightening. Jules, tell us where my listeners can find out more about you and Zugo Pet.
Oh, thank you. I encourage everyone to subscribe to my to my website and follow my pages. It's at zugopet.com. That's ZUGOPET.com. And Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest are all the same, ZugoPet. But thank you. I would really love everyone's support, especially on April 1st. That's a huge date for our company.
Excellent. Jules, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your entrepreneurial journey, you know, from one animal lover to another. You're just going to have to keep us posted on Zugo Pet and any of your future pet product innovations. So thank you so much.
And thank you for being the powerful force that you are. And please continue what you're doing. You're changing lives all around the world. So thank you again for having me.
Well, I truly appreciate that. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. And until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.